Welcome to ANOVA Nursing Summer Camp. And we're going to do a bunch of activity this week to take a look and see how nurses work in both traditional and non-traditional roles.
42 students were welcomed to nursing camp this summer. Camp director Ellen Swartout says it's an intense but fun week.
They do get to view an actual surgery in session. Another one is to see the helicopter and learn about how critically ill patients are managed on the helicopter. And then they do get to do casting and try out orthopedic equipment. That's very popular. When they go to Easy Street, that's the rehab center, they give them actual deficiencies that they have to work out on the wheelchair and things of that nature. So all the kinds of hands-on things.
Catherine Caldwell and Kara Halpin attended nursing camp last month. Though neither of them is sure of her future profession, both say the camp was a good opportunity to learn more about the field of nursing.
We went to different hospitals and did different things.
We visited the NICU, which is the newborn intensive care unit with preemie babies and other babies that had problems. And we also had an ER tour.
13-year-old Catherine says her mother encouraged her to go to the camp. Mary Caldwell says she's always wanted her children to learn new skills during their summer vacations.
It was just amazing how one week could pack so much into it. One thing that happened, what Catherine would do, which showed to me how much the program benefited her, a few different times I'd have friends over, and that evening she would go through everything she did, and I could just tell her enthusiasm from the program, it was genuine.
The program usually starts in the labor and delivery unit, where campers learn how nurses work with women about to give birth. According to Renee Zelkin, who directs the labor, delivery, and recovery unit at Fairfax Hospital, kids at this age, especially boys, are extremely curious about babies.
The boys this year seemed to be more responsive to some of the things that were going on, and it was very interesting watching their body language when I show them certain parts and certain things, because I do go in detail in certain areas, and so they know how the babies are born. And they ask lots of questions about what moms do and where babies are. They're very interested about the babies. I mean, they seem very positive in the room, and they seem very interested by their involvement, by getting involved and doing the certain things that we do in our room.
Maybe interested enough to consider nursing as a career. Ellen Swartout says the camp experience highlights the importance of nursing in the U.S. healthcare system and the profession's wide-ranging responsibilities.
We started the program because our intention was to improve the image of nursing through perception. A lot of people don't know what nurses do in both traditional and non-traditional roles, so it does give them a real inside look at the nursing world.
Beyond providing health care, Ms. Swartout says nurses are role models.
Around the age of this program, I was 13 at the time, I wanted to become a nurse because I was exposed to the healthcare system via an accident, and I remember the nurse who took care of me was just wonderful and such a caring person, and it's funny because her face is still etched in my mind over many years. And at that age, 13, that's when I decided I want to do something like this woman's done for me.
Many of the students who attended the first nursing summer camp 3 years ago will be high school seniors this year and starting to think about college. ANOVA Nursing Summer Camp officials are planning to contact them and find out what career choices they're making. Ellen Swartout says even if they're not going into healthcare, these young adults now have a better appreciation for their own health and the nursing professionals who help them take care of it. For Coast to Coast, I'm Faith Lapidus.